The road to the Superior Dome is officially now underway, and two of the Thumbs and State's best teams go head-to-head tonight. In week number one of the postseason, it's the Kingsland Cardinals on the road for a rematch with the Deckerville Eagles. Hello and welcome from Deckerville, Michigan. You're listening to the WNNW Sports Network, and I'm your host, Clark Ramsey, for tonight's broadcast. Alongside me tonight, as always, is a true professional. He has a license to prove it. Please welcome Dave Hansen.
Thank you, Clark. Happy to be here. And the postseason is finally here, and it's one of our favorite times of the year. And who better to see than two rivals from this year in a rematch game?
Just 16 teams made it to the playoff field for Division I of 8-player football, and here we are in Deckerville, Michigan, with two teams that know each other quite well. On one side of the ball, the 26-year veteran Bill Brown and the Deckerville Eagles have become a perennial choice in the MHSAA playoffs. On the away bench tonight, Brandon Jones in his second year has the Kingston Cardinals firing on all cylinders. It all comes down to the next 48 minutes of play.
That big difference in experience could help, but Kingston has a chip on their shoulder and would love nothing more than to eliminate the Deckerville Eagles in round one of the playoffs.
Kingston enters tonight with just one loss on their record, and that would be to the Deckerville Eagles. Since then, Kingston has rattled off four straight victories with an average score of 44-12 since. Dominating both sides of the ball, Hunter James and his crew of Cardinals want nothing more than to erase the only blemish on their record tonight.
I'm glad you mentioned Hunter James, defending eight player of the year. He is a force to be reckoned with, and I cannot wait to see him in person tonight taking on this stout Deckerville defense.
For the Deckerville Eagles, this is the seventh straight year in the postseason. They're coming off of back-to-back trips to the eight-player state championship. The maroon and gold are looking to get over that final hump and come home with the most highly sought-after piece of hardware. But the journey will first have to go through the determined Kingston Cardinals.
Well, they would both love a shot at that gold, Clark, but a very tough draw for both teams. So we'll see who can stand tall tonight.
It's all right here on the WNNW Sports Network, Kingston and Deckerville.
Many national cell phone carriers claim that all cell phone service offered by any of the carriers are within 1% of each other. Obviously, these people don't live and work in the Thumb of Michigan. Thumb Cellular's coverage eclipses all others in every way, shape, and form. When you're fishing in Port Hope, will your national carrier service be reliable enough to complete the call? When you're in Port Austin, will you be able to upload the picture you just took of that gorgeous lake sunset in real time? When you're on the beach in Caseville, will your email asking your friends to join you go through in time? And when you're in a troubled situation in a remote area of the Thumb, will you be able to make the call to get help when you need it? I guess if ensuring that your calls, texts, pictures, and emails making it through isn't a priority, you can stick with the other national companies. But if you depend on your smartphone, depend on the most reliable service, Thumb Cellular, with locations in Bad Axe, Caro, Pigeon, and Sandusky, the best coverage in the Thumb.
It's a feud of epic proportions. One heart against countless opponents. The foe, allergies, sinus infection, strep throat. Anything that slows you down and is just downright annoying. But there is hope. Sure hope. You do not need to fight this battle alone. With the strength of Sure behind you, with Drs. Scott Reiter, Paul Scatton, Lori Hanselman, Ross Ramsey, and Blake Putman, the odds are ever in your favor. With outposts in Pigeon, Caseville, Elkton, and Sepling, a ReadyCare clinic close at hand, four pharmacy locations, and physician assistants Paul Penfold and David Seagroves, nurse practitioners Lois Booms, Yvette Scharf, Brenda Kretschmer, and Trevor Mattarella, tackle the wild frontier with the strength of Sure in your saddle. Make an appointment for your wellness checkup today with Sure in Elkton, Sepling, Caseville, and Pigeon. Sure. Better health, better life. Are you sure?
It seems everywhere you look, you see another huge new steel grain bin on farms and at elevator sites. Many were built by DS Services of Cass City because they are the go-to source for all your grain handling and storage needs. In fact, if you're planning a project, you should contact DS Services now to book your project appointment early because 2019 slots are already being reserved. They handle the complete project from expert site design to a turnkey farm or commercial grain storage and handling system. DS Services thanks their many customers for their business and support. DS Services encourages all school athletics.
The heater went out on my car, so I went to the oil change place and they couldn't fix it. Then I went to the muffler place and they couldn't fix it. So when I was in the grocery store, I asked my butcher where to go. He said take it to Kotick Radiator and Air Conditioning at the east end of Bad Axe.
Heating, cooling, air conditioning repair, and gas tanks for cars, trucks, semis, RVs, and all types of agricultural equipment. Kotick Radiator even does full-service mechanic work.
Hi, this is Gary Rachi. I guarantee we will diagnose and fix your vehicle right the first time. Bring it to Kotick Radiator and Air Conditioning at the east end of Bad Axe. Call 269-7101. 269-7101.
Tonight's presentation of the WLW Sports Network is being presented by Thumb Sailor, the Talk of the Thumb, Kotick Radiator and Air Conditioning of Bad Axe, More Motor Sales of Caro, DS Services of Cass City for all of your agricultural needs, More Shoreline Chevrolet and Buick and Seapwing, Rainey's Hunting Center of Bad Axe, 269 Guns, Valley Enterprise of Upley, the Michigan High School Athletic Association, Apsey Fair Home of Deckerville, Kohler Propane of Bad Axe, Brown City and Memphis, and Sure, better health, better life. Are you sure? Sailor and Internet Services was broadcast and provided by Thumb Sailor at the blazing speed of their 4G LTE network. Make the switch today and become the talk of the Thumb. This game broadcast and copyright presentation of Thumb Broadcasting Incorporated. All rights are reserved. Any reproduction without the express written consent of the WLW Sports Network is strictly prohibited. Buck Ramsey, Dave Hansen, and Doug Cole with your call tonight from Deckerville, Michigan in the first week of the postseason. Back in the fall of 2011, I had the opportunity to start broadcasting high school football games for WLW Sports. Back then, it was just me and Ron Lehrman traveling the countryside, covering games with just a few pieces of paper in front of us and hoping the broadcast would go well. Now, some 250 broadcasts later and countless pieces of technology later, here we are with more paper the congressional office can handle. A big part of our success would be to my right, the true professional himself and broadcast partner for now seven postseasons, Dave Hansen.
Thank you, Clark. But I will say this. I am no Ron Lehrman, but I do my best every single week. So, and a shout-out to Ron. Hope all is well. I'm sure he's listening. He doesn't miss too many of them last time I talked to him.
No, he doesn't. The other key to our success would be to my left. That would be the WLW Sports Network's Director of Sports Information, Doug Cole. Each week, Doug travels from Livonia, Michigan for us and handles both the offensive and defensive stats simultaneously. It's good to have him back. Last week, he was covering the Detroit Lions in Miami. Now he goes from Miami, Florida to Deckerville, Michigan. And yet still, we couldn't be more excited to be here.
Oh, for sure, Clark. Deckerville is one of my favorite places to visit Europe in the Thumb, and I can't wait for a good game.
How was the drive up? I'm sure it's a little cooler in this area than where you were last weekend.
Yeah, a little cooler. Actually, it was a little too hot in Miami, especially during the Lions game. But it was a lot of fun. Travel was good, and the ride up here was good, and I did stop somewhere.
And where was that today?
It wasn't the DeVille Diner this time. I had to try something new because I've already been there twice.
Twice, yeah.
So I went to the Corner Cafe, and excellent service. The waitress gave me and us a compliment of how great our broadcasts are.
All right, we're up to three listeners, Dave.
Excellent.
All right.
Yep.
Well, four. We got a Shannon Mars out listening as well tonight. And, of course, this segment of Dining with Doug back in the alley. I love it. All right.
Yep.
Unable to make it tonight would be our Director of Game Data Analytics, Rochelle Thompson. Professionally trained in accounting, Rochelle handles and computes a running game log with downtime, yard line, result, and tackle while compiling our first, third, and fourth down conversions as well as time possession. I can't say for certain if it was the open-air booth here or otherwise, but she promises she'll make her way back to the booth next week for us in wherever we are.
I sure hope so, and we'll certainly miss her because we all have to step our game in that regard, but I guess I'll take dibs on the heated gloves then.
Yeah, they're in front of you right now, but we'll see.
Oh, I do see them there, yeah.
Maybe we'll go one hand each. I don't know. We'll
see.
That
works.
Yeah. Tonight, our spotter Dan Banky's on assignment as our correspondent from the Harbor Beach Saginaw Novell game. He'll be reporting details back to us as the happenings